Right, our meeting to order. Got three commissioners, Mr. Preston, some press, and to talk about our MoDOT barn purchase. Anybody got comments to start out with?
This is Jim. I got some comments. We got a document from Bob just basically saying he reviewed the contract. And I think one of his comments in here is as long as we don't plan on changing the intended use of the building, there is no environmental issues. If there's a survey that was submitted, if we choose to demo the building, we would have to deal with some of the heavy metals and possible asbestos issues if we demoed the entire property. But didn't think that, I mean, it clearly states that in their document here. First paragraph says, this comments below are strictly for demolition of structures. So then they go on to give what they've found based off of that. So with that in mind, I'm going to move that we sign and agree to purchase the what we know as the MoDOT contract, MoDOT barn, and then also execute the lease agreement for that one wash bay.
I second the motion.
Okay. Discussion? All right, could you run that by again? You've talked to Bob, and he says there's no environmental issues.
Well, Bob, you put a document in every one of our mailboxes.
Okay, I haven't even been upstairs
yet. Okay, so basically, I can follow along with you. Yeah. What he's done is the form of the contract, he's fine with the form, which means the T's and C's, terms and conditions. The survey, there is a quick claim deed been filed on it. Small boundary issues is not a deal because we're talking about a couple feet here and there, but his comments are that can be resolved at a later date if there's an issue. Also, one of the boundary lines looks like it goes into the road easement, which means do we own it, do we not own it, but still, it's still, we're not changing the use of the property, so mm-hmm. Here's the survey. And it's kind of hard, it's blown off. That's 76 there. So he reviewed the boundary part of it and saw no issues that cannot be resolved if we need them resolved at a later date, but there's nothing substantially wrong with it because the property still is the 4+ or the 6 acreage on it here.
4 point something.
It doesn't substantially change less than I think it's less than a tenth of an acre. Environmental issues. He basically said as long as the intended use doesn't change, which is what the survey says, we have no environmental issues. Only if we chose to demo all the buildings and put a county building there, he said we'll have to deal with environmental issues, which is, there's buried storage tanks out there. It's been used for heavy metals before for all the years. But from an environmental studies that they provided, there is no issues as long as we don't change the intended use. It goes on to say.
Is this the study you're talking about?
Yeah.
Was done by MoDOT?
Yeah, MoDOT provided two studies there. And that was also in the mailbox. The other thing that it said that they have heavy metals in some of the paint, but it's not high enough that we have to, what they call encapsulate or cover, or even paint. It's just they're there. As long as we just do normal use of the structure like it's been used, there's no issues if you go through that. The next thing is regarding the lease, no issues with the lease part of the contract. And
is there a time frame? If the sewer goes in and they put a bay, is that another lease or the release from the...
Right. All they're waiting for is the sewer to get extended to Buchanan, and then there will build their own wash bay.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, we may not change. We may always keep that wash bay there.
Even sure, I think so.
We use it or don't. MoDOT uses it or not use it. It's not like we're losing space. We're going to use it anyway. So it just seems like a good collaboration between the state and the county. But yeah, that's the only thing that would terminate the lease contract, which is once they establish their wash bay out at Buchanan, if they ever do, with sewer going out there, then they would be terminating the lease agreement. But from a county perspective, I think we keep it no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do they in the lease agreement on that? I wonder if there's any provisions for if the wash bay repairs or maintenance.
It's ours.
It's ours,
and so we're responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep of that wash bay.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Can we have the record show that Paulson has opinion is that we don't have environmental concerns if we don't change the use of the facility.
Sure. If you want to submit this document, let's just submit his review document, part of the minutes, and that would. So.
Because that's one question I've had since we talked about this Monday is what about environmental issues? I haven't changed my mind. You all haven't changed your mind, so right. But I'd like to make some points and ask some questions. One question is, why are we purchasing this building? I mean, we've talked about that quite a lot. Jim, I understood you to say Monday that in concept, the idea is to move the West Barn out there because of traffic issues, blah, blah, blah. One thing that I would like you all to think about in that move is, I just stood there and looked at our map yesterday, and where our barn is now, the West Barn today on Buchanan, is, except for the area, let's call it the T Highway area, except for the T Highway area, that appears to be a very good location. If you're working towards Venice on the Lake, on the west side of Highway 65, we pull out of the West Barn and, good morning, sir. You pull out of the West Barn and you're on Highway 65. If you're headed to Fruit Farm, if you need to go north to Henry Creek or whatever, in looking at the map and thinking about the moving our location there, it looks like a negative to me. It looks like percentage-wise, we're going to have a lot more time spent on the road. There'll be some savings to T Highway again, but on all the rest of what West Barn is doing, to my understanding, it's going to be a farther distance for our crews to travel. And instead of being right there on Highway 65, where it's just, and they're on 65 going whichever direction they need to, or going out the backside of Buchanan, they're going to have to go through Branson. They're going to have to go through Hollister. So
Can I address that real fast?
Yeah, and I'd like Danny to, when we get done addressing, I'd like to know where you stand, Danny. Are you for us moving that? I mean, that was, I understood Jim's concept.
Well, let me address it. Before the meeting we had Monday, I had had Kathy pull previous service records for the last 12 months, asking the specific question, making Taney Como the barrier, the borderline of the East Barn. Do we have more work orders east of Taney Como or west of Taney Como coming out of the West Barn? And she said, without a doubt, more work orders are east of Taney Como than west, which means it would be closer to, we'd actually be closer to the majority of work by moving the barn there, according to what Kathy generated for me.
I won't argue that, but if you stand and look at the map, that doesn't make sense. Maybe that's so. I'm not arguing it.
Well, this,
but
maybe,
if you look at the map and you think about our crews having to go through there, that doesn't make sense to me. Danny, I think you mentioned the access. That access, and I think MoDOT and others have talked about it, the current access is not a good access, that we would have to come out of the backside of the property, so to speak.
Saints Street.
And tie into Saints Street to come out, and then we're still on an extremely busy road on a curve. And I don't see it that we're going to have what we call good access. Nothing as good as what we've got where we stand today. Another issue that came up, I've had two folks, one last night at the fair, mentioned that they'd heard there was a rumor that we were looking at turning the West Barn, moving the West Barn and turning that facility into a recycle center. if that conversation's going on, I'd like to know what's happening. I'd heard there was conversation with the city of Branson about that, and I haven't heard anything about it. Can somebody speak to that?
Oh, I can speak to it. Branson contacted me when we started talking about this MoDOT barn, how many months ago was it when we first started talking about it? And I had a conversation with them, and they said, well, with the transfer station out there, would you be willing to consider adding some services out there that we're doing right now, such as maybe some green waste and doing a green waste joint venture out there if we have the property space, because usually you need a little property with that. Currently they're having challenges, I believe, with their current contractor with how they're handling green waste. There has been a conversation or two just from a concept of would we be open, and what I said was, as one commissioner, I would sponsor the idea, but beyond that, there's no details, mapping, conceptual drawings, nothing like that's been done. But there has been a conversation about if I would be open to representing Branson in that interest and make it a more regionalized.
I'm certainly not against those kind of services. I'm for.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday we used the argument, so to speak, that traffic's a problem at the West Barn. And if we're going to add services out there, that benefit of taking traffic away, you're going to add other traffic there. The other issue I have, and I'll talk about it Monday also, is our budget. Mm-hmm. And we're talking here again, once again, about adding services. And Jim, you've been very strong for the last 6 months or longer about our budget situation. And the appearance that I see is that we're making those statements, but on the other hand, we're spending more money and we're talking about adding more services to what we're doing. Yet at the same time, we're saying we've really got to watch our budget. We're going to have to cut GCR. And those kind of things have been said. And yet here we are talking about spending additional funds plus adding more services is now on the table. So it doesn't add up. It doesn't look good to me. I don't think the perception to the public is not good. I guess the question I have is, are we really scared about the budget? If so, why are we doing that? Or are we not really scared about the budget?
Well, I haven't spoke up yet, but I think that's kind of an unusual statement for you to make, because I think we've had this discussion about the West Barn ever since a former commissioner was here about the number of the traffic, the improvement of the Buchanan Road on the other end, the concerns of school traffic out there. The purchase of this property was an exciting idea to all the commissioners when it was brought up, until we received the dollar figure and the amount of mileage it was going to be taken in. And that kind of cooled the conversation for some time. The benefit, if you're hearing negative, I'm hearing nothing but positive on the moving of the West Barn. I haven't talked to the employees themselves, but I have talked to the public, and the fact that that facility has more dollars of structural value than it does even the property value than what we're having to give for it is a big point for the county. And to expand on other ventures such as the green waste disposal, which we had been approached before about, is one of the things that can happen, or we don't have to have that happen. The argument you make on the 65 highway, entering and exiting 65 highway, there's nothing says we still own the property. There's been no discussion on what we will do other than move the workforce, and that'll be left up to Mr. Preston. But the there can still be salt bins that are left there. There can still be a quick repair shop left there. We just don't have room for. We've talked about expansion of the transfer station. We've talked about expansion of even the barn itself because we didn't have, it wasn't big enough. We've talked dollars. When we talk about the budget, I find it unusual that if the state had come to us and asked for the two, the money for the Tenecomo Bridge, we would not have had the funding if they came in November for the Tenecomo Bridge. I went and visited with the auditor this morning to find out where we are money-wise, and that account that would be brought out of is has a substantial amount in it. I didn't write the figure down, but the other monies are 15% to 20% higher last month than they have been in the past years, and so I don't understand a whole lot of your concerns, Chuck, with the that part of it. You seem to be trying to tie in the layoffs of the employees with the purchase of the barn, which has nothing to do whatsoever with the purchase of the barn. The purchase of the barn is a benefit to the citizens of the county, and a no more than we'd buy a piece of ground to do any other county function on. And the fact that we have a hot oil tank, if you talk to the Road and Bridge boys on both sides where we had the explosion on the east side last year, the they're excited about not having to worry about rainfall, having two hot tanker trucks down here and rainfall falling like it did yesterday, and the possibility of having to eliminate a full day of chip and seal when you've got a hot tank that's sitting there that the state has used and is a $70,000 piece of equipment. I am in total support of the barn. Personally, you're the only person that I've heard that has had a negative comment to say to me. That doesn't mean that they won't approach me later or something like that, but I have everybody else is, from the time that it was first brought up in the news media, has asked me, when are we going to get that barn? Are you boys going to pursue that barn? And then when we had the complications with taking in 35 miles and the same cost and all those kind of things, which slowed the process down, has been the main focus of the reason we haven't already got the barn purchased, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll be glad to address some of those. First, would you clarify, you said something when in talking to the auditor this morning that something was up 15 to 20% higher. What was that?
This month. Did you read your budget?
What in the budget is higher? You mean our revenues are higher?
The expenses are 15 to 20% lower than the revenue than we projected as it relates to the revenues. So we have a positive cash flow month is what basically what they're saying for this
month. So what you're saying is Frank or whoever's effort has lowered expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Our income has not come up any higher.
No.
Correct.
No.
Because we're still down. Just like everything else, 1.6 for the year.
Whatever. Right, but we're 20 to 30. I thought it was 20 to 30%. He told me, but didn't write it down.
It's hard to do. Just clarification. It's hard to do a snapshot of a 12-month budget in only 1 month. You may have held off purchases. Next month, we may be 20% negative because 20% more because we pre-bought a bunch of oil for the ship seal program that just started. So
thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah,
the way this county budgets. It's a year, it's a 12-month. There's no correlation month to month.
So the 15 to 20% you're saying is not really something we hang our hat on. Jim?
As an overall, at this point, no. I have, but of course, I didn't look at the numbers Danny looked at, so I don't know where.
I wasn't using it in that form.
Right.
I wasn't using it like we've lost 50% or 60% or we're that much down. Right. I was using it to perform that Frank has implemented here a positive situation to where we have more coming in than it being expended. We're not deficit spending in that category for this month. I'm not using it as a full borderline on whether we buy this property or not. Strictly went to let you know that I've checked on the figures and I'm comfortable with purchasing the barn.
But again, there's not more coming in. It's that there's less expenses at this point, right?
We're not deficit spending.
Exactly. Because Frank has cut spending. Not because we got more money to spend.
But as Mr. Hershen just commented, that fluctuates.
Exactly.
Month to month. You can't use it for an example. I'm using it for example of showing that we're not down 50% for the month or the year or whatever. We just show that flow. And we have, there was a statement made, and is it approximately $6 million that we have in the Road and Bridge Trust or the Road and Bridge?
Report I heard.
Okay.
Together, both
counts. Yeah, 250 and 250.
Right.
245 and 250. Yeah.
So
we're on pace to be at $6 million at the end of the year.
Right.
In the capital.
Right. And the capability of taking care of the county will not, I can't see, will be decreased any at all with our salt bins where they're located. South 65, if you go, we have the salt bins that we keep full there on 86 on Cape Road. If we use the salt bins that we have at the highway barn location that we have now, those will be adequate. That in itself keeps the services at the same level that they are. I don't understand really the negatives to any of this.
You also mentioned that if we were to come now, if the Branson Bridge was an issue that was to come before us today, we wouldn't have the money to do it.
No.
That wasn't what you were saying?
That wasn't what I said at all.
Okay.
I said November of last year.
Right.
When the bridge started, if MoDOT had came to Taney County and asked for the funding for the bridge, it was not available.
Okay. So not... I missed that. Not today, but last November, you're saying
yes.
If that need had come to us, but it wouldn't matter what the need, whether it could have been the east-west corridor or fixing F Highway or whatever road. Our funds are down, is what you're saying. Whether it's November or today, we don't have the big cushion that we had a couple of years ago.
No, we don't have that big cushion that we had a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is my concern with your statements that you made earlier was that we're talking about a $200,000 project that is a capital improvement versus if the federal government hadn't stepped in with the stimulus money, then it would have been an embarrassment to Taney County if we'd have been approached by MoDOT for the money for the bridge.
But Danny, you got to look at that as when that took place. We wouldn't have continued to spend in Road and Bridge the last whatever period of time, 2 years, since we made, you didn't vote for it, but it passed to spend the 5.1. Branson, I think, passed $2.5 million to do that. We would not have kept spending if we hadn't got those monies to the extent that we had.
Well,
but
we couldn't have.
But that really doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yes, it has everything to do with it.
Okay.
Because the agreement was that was voted on that I voted against, and I go along with the vote of the commission and try to support that, but the vote was that we put 5.1, you made the motion, that we put $5.1 million in on the bridge.
Right.
And then we were going to pay Branson's share till 2012, whatever their share of the monies was, plus 40% of the overtures. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what the overtures were. So when I heard you made the comment the other day about you wasn't in support of the layoffs, I don't think anybody was in support of having to lay off people, but the facts are that if MoDOT had came to us in November, as this commission agreed, and I think was an oversight of the budget, that we would have had to have laid off 40 to 50 employees instead of the 13 or 14 that were laid off. And I don't know how you can explain it any other way.
But that's a what-if thing. I mean, that didn't happen. I mean, we didn't have to face that. If we hadn't have, we're kind of chasing a rabbit here, but the commission hadn't have voted to spend the money and Branson to spend their money, we wouldn't have got the stimulus money. The project would not be moving forward, and we would not have been in a position to get that. So anyway, we're chasing a rabbit there, I think, again.
Well,
yeah, I would agree with that. We're chasing a rabbit.
Chasing a rabbit all you want to. I was asked my opinion, I give my opinion,
yes,
and I would want to be respectful.
Yep.
But I do understand that this commissioner spent hours and hours and time getting those federal funds to replace Taney County dollars.
Danny, you mentioned capital. I think you mentioned it also, Jim, Monday, expenses. Mm-hmm. And we've got one basket full of money to take care of road and bridge needs. And those dollars, I mean, if we want to say this money is for capital and this is for maintenance, okay. But I don't think we have really ever divided it out that way. We've, in the back of our mind over the years, we've not used money thinking that it might be an east-west corridor or some other big project that come along so that we had the funds to do that. But the monies that we're responsible for in Road and Bridge are not divided up. I mean, we can use them ever how we want to use them. If we want to set out another line that's for capital and plan for the east-west or whatever we want to do, we need to do that. But for us to say that those are capital funds and they can't be used down here to do payroll or to do mowing or any of the other things that we do, I don't think that's right, because that's not the way it is. If we need to use those monies, the $6 million, for maintenance, let's say, but we talked about this over the years. If we had a bridge go out. Today we had a bridge go out, and it's going to cost us $2 or $3 million. A, that's a capital expense, but it's not something new we're doing. It's fixing, it's maintaining what we've got, and we're going to go use those monies probably instead of leaving the bridge closed. So when y'all say that we've got capital expense, I just don't think that's really projecting what our real situation is. Again, my big axe to grind is, the barn, Matthew quoted me and said that it was a good deal. It is a good facility. It would be nice to have. The county would be a nice thing to have. I thought of asking the question, are we buying this barn? Are we looking at buying this MoDOT barn? Because it'll be a good thing for the county to have. Or are we buying this facility because we need it? Because we need to move the west barn because of traffic, or we need to move it so we can have a recycle center, or XYZ. Why are we doing it? We do this in our personal lives, everybody knows it. Is this a need, or is it not?
It's all the above, sir. I see it as all the above. It is a needed purchase, and it's a well benefit to the county to have that barn. I see it as all in one.
But when you say that, we have a budget. And again, my axe to grind is we keep talking about the seriousness of our budget situation, and yet we're buying more stuff and talking about adding more programs. And it doesn't seem that both of those can be true. We're either in one spot or we're in another spot. And that's what bothers me about this issue. I'd like to say one more time, if we are going to go forward with this, the sewer, last figure I heard was there's $20 million there. And I've heard they've looked at it closely and that they can continue the projects they've got. They've already tapped $3 million for the biosolids project, which is a good thing. The money's there. Why not let the sewer department buy this facility, sewer district? The MoDOT wash bay would still work the same. We could, if we can lease that for $1 a year to MoDOT for using a wash bay, the sewer department ought to be able to lease or come some kind of an agreement to allow us to use the hot tank, which I agree with you 100%, something we need to have. It'd be good since our other one blew up. We could have it for storage. We could have salt. We've talked about this lots of times, how handy it would be to have that facility, to have materials, plow and snow and those kind of things where we wouldn't have to go all the way back around. We could have the advantages of this facility without affecting our road and bridge budget. Mr. Hershey.
I have heard from lots of folks' concerns, Danny, and so I want to be, I'll weigh in as a person who's got concerns. I've heard from citizens' concerns. The first question that I answered was about traffic flow. On Buchanan, it's easy to say, well, you got the school and you don't want to mix big trucks with school traffic. But if you look carefully, the driving time to school is an hour later than when our guys are getting mobilized and out. So they're gone before school traffic, and they're out working when school lets out. We're working 10-hour days. You're in school for 6.5 hours. There isn't a conflict there. There is a huge conflict, I believe, in us driving any more vehicles to Branson or Hollister than are currently going through there. In 2 years, when roundabout's completed, then this may be a different story. But for us to put 20 vehicles, some with trailers, pulling equipment, going and coming, that's 40 vehicles more a day, that I just don't think we need to put in this mess. The two real concerns that I have, personally, having gone through this deal having someone else have purchased the state barn, we moved to the state facility, and it was inadequate. It was not built for our trucks, our spreaders, can't pull them in to a barn, lift a bed, can't get them in with spreaders on them. So currently at F-160, what was supposed to have been a road and bridge barn, purchased from the state, is evidence storage for the sheriff's department. And I have not been through the entire 76 facility, but what I see from the road is that it's more of the same from what we had at F. So I ask y'all to carefully consider it's great that we have a facility, but is it a facility, you know, is it a one-bedroom home and I got five kids? Is it really what we need? Is it built to our dimensions? I supported 100% the concept of us opening a road barn on East West Corridor. And the $6 million we were building toward, putting toward that project. And so, unless that's gone away, you know, we're spending money, it would seem we're spending money that we had for earmark for yet another project. But I'm not against a new facility. Again, supported it, but not on a piece of property that drives folks through Branson and Hollister. East West Corridor, you know, it was a Super 2 that would get you to an intersection on a four-lane highway. And so we weren't going through Hollister and Branson. I just think at this time, for at least the next 24 months, that would be, we'd be endangering citizens. The last thing that I would ask is, have we done a phase one environmental? Over the 8 years that I was commissioner, we had a gas station that we had trouble with. We had a situation at one of our barns that cost us, fresh new, or what it cost us to clean up the barn? It
cost me $80,000.
And so this, whatever the property costs at the state barn, if there is environmental issues, you know, the 200, 210, whatever it is, could become 250, 300. And unless we've done a phase one environmental, we don't know what we're really buying. It is a real concern to me, because we're accepting someone else's liability forever, or until we get it cleaned up. I know Mr. Hartley purchased the gas station and was famous because you drive past it for 8 years with eight pipes coming out of the ground, and they were trying to clean up gasoline spill. So, you know, I'd hate for us to take something on without knowing what's there, especially with the high risk of oil and the chemicals that just come with road and bridge projects, not throwing stones at the state at all. But I'm concerned that we're buying something that's nice, but it may not fit our needs. I do know that there's not a place to service a semi-truck, and I also was concerned because I'd heard we were going to give the recycle center to, or transfer station to the recycle center. That's the only place I know of without going clear to Hilton that you could pull a semi.
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all, Ron.
I'm here not to throw stones. I'm here just to say,
yeah,
here are the questions.
Accommodation of the facility to be able to support the citizens is what my main interest is. And I talked to Mr. Stewart and I talked to Ronnie Melton, the two previous road MoDOT supervisors for that barn, and they verbally told me they had a clean bill of health. I don't have that information. We got this deal from Mr. Paulson.
They provided some environmentals. It wasn't a phase one, but it was some environmental work that they had performed and given us the reports. Basically saying if the intended use doesn't change from a demolition perspective, there's no asbestos concerns or heavy metal concerns, but there wasn't a phase one as we know it for underground tanks and things like that.
I know gentlemen have sold 299 or 300 acres because for years the property had been used to one place to burn paint cans and things. And instead of going through that, he sold 299 acres. 1 acre's fenced off in yellow reason, rather than go through the expense of cleanup. And in today's environment, unless we say we're going to own this forever and we're going to live with whatever's there, I'd hate for us to have another $80,000 surprise without understanding that it's there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to my sewer idea. If we're going to buy the property, I think it's a eat your cake and eat it too type of thing, that we could get the benefits without adding the traffic, without hitting the road and bridge budget for the money. And again, I'll say it again, that there's no question there'd be some definite benefits to having that location, oil tank, storing materials, whether it's rock or salt or whatever the case. And I didn't say that, I said it Monday, but I don't think there's any question it would be a benefit, or the sewer board wouldn't be in favor of doing it, that it would help their operation. It would put their operation closer to where they're having to go pull pumps and work on pumps. And who knows what we could do with that F Highway property, whether we talked about environment today, those kind of concerns, whether that property could be sold. I know there were some people looking at a convenience store out there one time. Maybe the county could sell it if we move them out of there and we don't need it. Or if we don't need to sell, we don't need to sell it. It's a good piece of property. I'm not saying we need to run out and sell it. But anyhow, I believe there'd be benefit to the sewer department, sewer district, and then Road and Bridge would have benefits out of it as well.
I'd like to,
yes, sir,
put in a couple of comments. In regards to logistics, the T Highway area is heavily populated and it generates the majority of our complaints in the wintertime. And the issue is response, and that is because of where we store salt. So I see it as a strong asset for winter salt storage and response time to that area. Is this the magic bullet if to fix all of the logistic problems, and is it the perfect barn for all of our intended uses? Absolutely not. But if we were to build or try and find some property to build structures that would meet all of our needs perfectly, we're talking, I think, a multi-million dollar investment. We have not sat down as a group and talked about the particulars of the entire crews going over there, some of the crews going over there. We're going to use it as basically a storage facility. The oil tank is one heck of a positive. I can't even put a dollar figure other than the $70,000 to it, what that allows us to do by having that tank. So is it an ideal and perfect situation? There's a lot of positives to it, and there's some cons to it. And one of the cons that we all probably see is the traffic situation. Making an additional exit or entrance off of Saints, that will help. The geometry's better there for large trucks and trailers. Does it change the number of cars we have to wait for to get in and out? No. But I do think personally that the positives outweigh the negatives. From an environmental standpoint, everything that I've seen points us in the direction that there are not any serious concerns that anyone knows of that's either worked for MoDOT in the past or currently works for MoDOT. I have spoke with several people. There was one DNR issue several years ago where salt storage runoff was an issue to the neighbors on the backside, and they've changed the drainage pattern to that, and that no longer appears to be an issue, and they got a clean bill of health from DNR for that issue. So I'm in favor of this barn for various reasons. The west side yard as it's currently configured is very tight. The break room is literally not much larger than the room that we're sitting in, and it's not adequate to have a safety meeting or a meeting like we had the other day up here to meet with the individuals. There's just not physically enough room. I could go on, but I see both positives and negatives. Is it a perfect situation? No. But I do see it overall as a positive thing to try and purchase at this time.
Let me debate you.
Okay.
You met, the first thing you talked about was the calls in the winter, snow pushing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some, I mean, is there a reason it won't work? I mean, if that was a sewer facility, number one, if it's a sewer-owned facility, and Road and Bridge had the right to keep two or three trucks or whatever, I mean, those things could work out. But number one, we had our salt there, so you're not having to go all the way back over. It doesn't have to be a Road and Bridge facility, does it, to have those advantages?
Not if we had the ability to have the use of the facility for salt storage and storage purposes.
My argument is, I mean, if we can lease it to MoDOT for wash bay,
mm-hmm.
surely, I mean, we use our Road and Bridge equipment to do sewer repairs. I mean, I don't see that there's anything wrong with doing something like that.
Sounds workable.
Okay.
One thing that I do not want perception-wise is we know that the biosolids is connected with the sewer department and is part of the sewer department's projects. The monies that are available that were quoted are monies that have been set aside for particular projects on Venice on the Lake, two or three other
lookout acres
and so on and so forth. The purchasing of this property with sewer monies would be a strong concern of mine about the timing of those projects going ahead and being. I was the opponent on the current way it was set up, and then I think the sewer board decided that they thought it was a better idea to split it up into three phases and to use those monies in phases to get more pipe in the ground quicker instead of for studies. And I personally think if we have Road and Bridge monies that are available, that we purchase the barn with Road and Bridge monies, and that we the sewer department, when we transfer funds from, and you brought it up earlier, if we have an emergency or have something, we would have to borrow from one of the other departments anyway. I don't, as long as Frank has worked hard to get the budget down into a performing level now, that I'm feeling more comfortable with. I don't see any problems there.
And you said we'd have to borrow money. We've got a $6 million balance. If it went over $6 million, we'd have to look at borrowing money. But the bridges I'm talking about are small bridges, which are $1 million or something, maybe two at the most. So I don't think that we're talking about having an issue. Going back to Mr. Ratterman, he suggested that we have a $4 million cushion. That's what he gave us many years ago. Well, not many years ago, but some years ago. And we've got a $6 million cushion. So I don't think we're being unwise about the amount of balance that we have. And his thought was, I can remember him saying, if a bridge went out or something like that, we don't want to operate with just a $500,000 or something in our balance. So I don't see that borrowing money, I can't imagine where Road and Bridge would be in a position to borrow money. The other point, you brought up the sewer. And again, I think I said this already, but they have looked at it, and they've looked at the project you're talking about, all that are planned out in the matrix, and they made the decision to spend the $3 million, and we went along with, and they believe that would not affect the timing of getting things done that they already had planned out. And we're talking $211,000, not $3 million. And previous to that, they were in support of it. And we can table this and go back to them and see if they are still in support of it.
I my dealings with governmental entities, I don't want to table the issue. Minds have been changed, prices have been changed, mileage has been changed, and I think MoDOT is ready to do something, and I think when they're ready, well, for something that I've been in support of, well, I'm ready.
I agree with your point there, I think, and I'm saying that to your point, we call emergency meeting at the sewer board. Are they still, they wanted this before? Are you still in support? I'm not saying tabling it for next Monday or something. I'm saying we need to do it. I agree. We don't want it to go away. I think it's an beneficial project.
I'll chime in. I don't think the sewer boards and the sewer districts in any position to make any of those decisions because
they've already been through this, Jim. They've agreed to it.
Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
They told me that they have over $6 million of infrastructure improvements that they need to do from infiltration. Okay. So they told me they have leaky pipes in the ground right now. So let us, I know we're talking, they have a big balance, but I think the sewer, my position right now, I'm supporting to buy the barn for Road and Bridge because I see a benefit. The sewer district discussion is a different discussion that we probably need to have anyway, but I want to stay focused to the discussion, so I'd like to call the vote. Since we have a motion and a second on the table, I think we've had adequate discussion, so let's just call the vote.
Okay. I can make a phone call. We could table it till this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Not interested.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. I think that's all we had today, right?
It is.
Okay, we'll recess. Did they bring us these donuts or just trying to make it hungry?